We're here today with Steve Byrne, the president of the Peace River Curling Club, and like a lot of clubs around here through the last year and a half, things have obviously been a little bit more difficult to run, especially when it comes to places like curling clubs that, you have to rely on a lot of different restrictions that are in place, and a lot of it comes from a provincial level, and it's kind of like going with the flow at some points. But a place like the Peace River Curling Club that maybe it's not making money year to year, it's important that you have members in place full time. So I guess let's just start off with how has the last year been, and how has the curling club dealt with this?
The last year has been tough. We put the ice in, as everyone knows, last fall. We actually literally only had a week worth of play before we had to shut down again and then take it out. So at that, we ended up operating at a little bit of a loss, unfortunately. And of course, all the members who paid their fee also, they took the brunt of it, and they lost their monies. So this year, starting up, what we've decided as a board is to try and run three different options. And the options, for instance, would be, first was a full season, as we've normally done in the past. You would come in, pay your registration for the full year, and we would carry on as normal, hoping that we don't get shut down. Mm-hmm. Option two being, would be a half down now, and then halfway through the season, you would pay your second half of your fees. And that way, if we get shut down in the interim, the curling club would have to face that financial loss itself of losing half the membership fees, but that's another option. Option three would be wait until possibly January 1 and look to start up then. Hopefully things may have eased a little bit and would be a little safer to do so. All of those options, however, would operate under the REP program. And that's the restriction exemption program. And the reason for that is because simply operating under a third capacity with shutting down earlier, we wouldn't be able to have bond spiels, and those are our main money generator.
So you went through some of the options. As an executive, have you spoken about this, leading it into an AGM, or how is this decision going to be made?
That's exactly it. We sat down as a board, and we came up with these three options. And Thursday, 7 p.m., we'll be having our AGM, at which point the members themselves will make that decision. It is extremely important, however, that the members do show up to cast their vote on this. In the past, it's sort of, things have been a little bit lackadaisical where, perhaps the first night of league is when teams would show up because there were standard known teams. However, we can't do it this way. We need teams to show up. We need someone from at least every team to show up. And if you're not on a team, that's okay too. Show up, we'll find you a spot. That's 100% okay. But we need to make sure that we have the numbers in place before we turn that plant on. Mm-hmm. We cannot risk operating at a loss.
And that's what it boils down to, right? You have to have a certain amount of members that are going to pay their fees, going to be here in the curling club before you can even start up, because, you probably can't take another loss like that, or this club would be in jeopardy, right?
That's exactly it, yeah. I mean, we always operate on a shoestring budget as it is, and, if we take another financial loss, that could be the end of the club, so we need to make sure that we're being fiscally responsible. And so if we can just get people in the door, putting their hand up, saying yes, I want to play, I'm interested, I'm willing to accept the rep program and we'll operate under those restrictions. I mean, we can still have a very lucrative and good year, but before we turn the key to start the plant, we need to make sure that the numbers are in place.
Okay, so that's Thursday at 7 o'clock, and I know in the past there's been a lot of different nights that have different themes, like maybe a ladies' night, a men's night, a mixed. Tuesdays was a learn to curl, junior programs. There's so many options out there, and you don't even have to be a professional curler or somebody that's curling every year. Like, the Peace River Curling Club is welcoming new members, right?
100%. Actually, we just got a call last week from a gentleman from the Yukon who's just moved down, and he himself wanted to play. He'll be here Thursday evening. And, so we're open to absolutely anybody. And there are no fixed leagues anymore, per se. Thursday night as habitually and will stay as our ladies' night league, as they have the most members that come out and play. But Wednesday night is kind of open to whomever. Monday night is the same thing, whatever format of team. Tuesday night, again, will be learn to curl, but also we're going to try to have a mixed doubles league. And so, again, open to whatever form of team. It's more important that we have the amount of people in the building than it is filling out proper leagues for us now.
Mm-hmm. And I recommend curling because, you know, we've been sitting around gaining our COVID-20 for the last year and a half. So get out there and exercise. And I know in the past it's been such a great group of people to be a part of. So it's a fun place.
That's correct. No, that's awesome. We've got a great board here and a great membership. We're at a point in time where now we need to step up as members of this curling community and put our best foot forward so that we can stay afloat and have a productive year. Things are moving in the right direction. And right now is a time when we need everyone on board so we can push sort of towards the finish line.
Okay, so just to kind of recap and lay it out for people, when do they need to be here and what do they need to do this week?
Let's get everyone in here Thursday evening at 7 p.m. for the AGM, and we will be starting our AGM with, you know, obviously the vote on which option we are going to go forward with, whether we're going to go have a full season, or we're going to have a full season with half down and halfway through the season for payment, or are we, you know, if the membership is still a little leery, are we going to end up starting early January? So again, all these things hinge on the number of teams and the number of members we have. So by all means, please be here so that you can vote and put your hand up saying that you want to curl this year.
Okay, I guess I have one final thing before we wrap this up. What about executive members? Are we looking for new positions?
Yes, actually, that's a great point. We will be looking for a new president, possibly a new treasurer. There is also a bar manager position that we're looking to fill, and that could be compiled as a with another position, perhaps, you know, as a full payment position. So there are different options there, but we, you know, it's great that we have good members, but we also need some of those members to step forward and join the board as well and then help out there. You know, we have the same faces on the board kind of year after year, and they're getting tired, and, you know, we just need a little bit of new blood in there and some new ideas and just to keep moving along forward.